Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. The word of the Lord.
Be merciful to us and A reading from the Revelation to John. In the spirit, the angel carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day. There will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. And they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They need no lamp, no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've never liked saying goodbye. It just seems so final, so finished, so done. So I usually say things like, see you, or hope to see you sometime, or I guess my favorite, take care. Most of the time, I like quick goodbyes. However, the exception is when it's a loved one that's leaving. It's different then. Then we embrace, sometimes through tears, and then we do say goodbye. That's a comforting word because it is a shortened form of God be with you. In fact, the farewell in many languages expresses the same thing. The Spanish adios means to God. And via con Dios, go with God. The blessings and the dismissals at the end of our worship are reminders that as we part from one another, God goes with each one of us. Now, the reason I mention this about goodbyes is that our gospel story this morning is about a time of goodbye. Biblical scholars label this as the farewell discourse of Jesus to his disciples. And that, of course, simply means that Jesus is saying goodbye to those he loves. He had lived 3 years with these men and women. He knows that his destiny is the cross. He knows that it is time. It is time to leave them. And he wants to prepare them for his departure. And part of that preparation includes making sure that they know what's expected of them. So he tells them that loving him means obeying his teachings. As a result of this obedience, my Father will love them and we will come to them and make our home with them. He's promising that they won't be alone. Now, most of us fear being alone. You and I live in a world where people are more technologically connected than ever before. But many seem to still be lonely. Ever watch people at a restaurant? It's one of my favorite things to do. Ever watch people with their cell phones sitting right across from someone and never seeing them? They're concentrating on their phone, not on the person who's with them. They are isolated physically. Or the phone gives some sense of connection, but it's all too often an escape from a real connection. Feeling alone can be a profoundly difficult thing to experience. And I think this is what the disciples are likely to fear most of all: isolation from their teacher and from their friend. All that they had done for 3 years has been about being a part of Jesus' life and his journey. But Jesus makes them a promise. You will not be alone. He tells his followers, I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. So it will be as though Jesus was still with them. And the Spirit will serve as their teacher in Jesus' absence. Jesus has been rabbi. He has been teacher to the disciples. and continuing his teaching will be the advocate's role. Stop and think for a moment about how important having a teacher who makes a difference in your life has been to you. A good teacher is essential to our formation. And I think that everyone here can probably name a teacher who made some indelible impression on you. I certainly can. Her name was Helen Rubert, God rest her soul. She was my high school English teacher. And she was not only teacher, she was mentor, she was role model, she was friend. Now, clearly, she was not on the level of Jesus as teacher and mentor. But let me tell you, every one of us needs someone present in our lives, someone who's in our corner to lead us to be our fullest selves. And that's what Jesus was doing for his disciples. He taught them in ways that lead them to leave their previous lives and to follow him in ministry and to change the world. And the climax of this passage of gospel that we have for us this morning is verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't be afraid. Fred Buechner, as some of you know, is my favorite literary companion. In one of his books, reminds us of this. He writes, peace has come to mean the time when there aren't any wars, or even when there aren't any major wars. Beggars can't be choosers. We'd most of us settle for that. But in Hebrew, peace, shalom, means fullness, means having everything you need to be wholly and happily yourself. One of the titles by which Jesus is known is Prince of Peace. And he used the word himself in what seemed at first glance to be two radically contradictory utterances. On one occasion, he said to the disciples, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." And later on, the last time they ate together, he said to them, "Peace I live with you, my peace I give to you." Buechner says the contradiction is resolved when you realize that for Jesus, peace seems to have not meant the absence of struggle, but the presence of love. Peace means the presence of love. And as usual, Buechner gets it right. Jesus does more than gently wish them a peaceful life. He gives them peace. This is not a wish. This is a gift. It is a gift of profound importance at this moment in the journey of Jesus and his disciples. This is not a passive peace. It is an active working toward peace in multiple situations. This spirit and this peace will propel the disciples and later the church into active ministry and mission. There's a wonderful saying that means a lot to me, and I hope it might be meaningful to you as well. Breathe in peace, breathe out love. Breathe in peace, breathe out love. It is with the presence of this peace, given by God in Jesus' name, which enables the disciples and us to live lives of faithfulness. This is the peace of God. The peace of God that passes all understanding, that blesses each one of us in our daily walk in faith. Amen.
Let us stand and together profess our faith in reading of the Nicene Creed, found on page 9 in your booklet. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. While the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken to the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people, Form 4. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them to the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our prayer list: Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Michelle, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jade, Grant, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Karen, Jeff, Regina, James, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Debbie, Margaret, Laura, Pat, Baylor, Dwayne, Shay, Amber, Bob, Randall, Ed, Margaret, Dawn, Glenn, Ed, Doug. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever. Amen." The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
I hope all of you read quite faithfully the newsletter. I'm sure you do. But in case you missed it, the vestry at its last meeting made two grants from the Wyland Estate tithe, which we some time ago decided there's going to be 10% of that bequest go beyond these walls. We're going to reach out to people who are not part of us or not part of the Episcopal Church. And they made two grants. One went to Welcome Home Hospice Center. In the article, I mentioned that Jerry is a volunteer there. This is a hospice center that's intended for homeless people, really, for people who don't have a place to die. And it was a ministry that was greatly needed. And so this is something that you are supporting through this congregation. And the other grant went to deserving high school students who need a scholarship for summer camp at Grace Point. So I just want you to be aware, if you're not, of the excellent ministry that's going on in your name by your vestry. I would remind you, this being the first day of the month, that the loose offering is designated for the discretionary fund, and we also have our blood pressure checks. Is that why the parish nurse is here? She wanted to be sure I remembered. And with my memory, I need to be reminded. And the other thing is that we have the new forward day by days available in the narthex for your meditation purposes. Are there any other announcements to be made? Yes.
Y'all have been very, very good in bringing stuff for our upcoming yard sale. We're using 14 from yesterday. And by the way, we're going through those drawers and cabinets here, and we bring nice clean stuff for us to sell for the benefit of the church. And we've got some really, really nice stuff. So mark that on your calendar to come and participate. Tell everybody you know. I ran into a couple of guys yesterday at Dollar Tree. And he said, one guy said, maybe here was Dollar Tree where his wife did. It was $100 for his store. So I said, good, bring it to our yard sale. He made another. And wrote it down. He said, well, be there. So tell everybody you run into from 9 to 1, I think, no, 8 to 1.
Thank you, Sally. That's a week from this coming Saturday. Are there any other announcements? Ascribe unto the Lord the honor due his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
Also
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right to glorify you, Father, and to give you thanks. For you alone are God, living and true, dwelling in light inaccessible from before time and forever. Fountain of life and source of all goodness, you made all things and filled them with your blessing. You created them to rejoice in the splendor of your radiance. Countless throngs of angels stand before you to serve you night and day. And beholding the glory of your presence, they offer you unceasing praise, joining with them and giving voice to every creature under heaven. We acclaim you and glorify your name as we sing. Acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you loved the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world, and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We praise you, we bless you, we give thanks to you, and we pray to you, Lord our God. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Blessed Thaddeus and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. Amen. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever.
Amen.
May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance.
Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen.